Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you know that I really haven't been in a Walmart recently. I used to always hit Walmart. I would be cheaper, big. I could get anything I want. I also liked Walmart because it would remind me of what I needed. Going, oh yeah, I need those little baskets. My husband's like, why do you need those baskets? I don't know. It's because they can hold stuff. Well, what stuff? Ooh, I need beads. The baskets could hold the beads. And I spent a lot of money with Walmart. I've been saving money because I don't walk into a Walmart. And I'm not saying this to, I like Walmart. I think Walmart's great, but I don't want to impulse buy. And I can't stand that I would run into a Walmart for toothpaste and walk out of there spending $100 because I bought all this extra stuff that I didn't think I needed. So the way around that for me was Amazon. And now, if I'm like, crap, I need more cat food, I could go onto Amazon, get it, Prime, comes the next day, I get my cat food. I need paper plates, I could go online, get my paper plates. And now I could just specifically buy the one item. In fact, they might remind me, oh, do you need this? Do you need this? Do you need this? Like, oh, you know, maybe I do. So you can do impulse shopping. And yeah, they might put some other things like, do you want this? Do you want this? But I am so immune and numb to these ads on the internet that I blow those off. But I've been spending less money until now. I have started to look at the prices I'm spending on Amazon. And it is more expensive than if you went into a Walmart. Some of these prices are more expensive. Grocery stores, they're starting to go up in price. So, but some of these big box stores are able to still get, you know, the price knocked down. But on top of that, Amazon is going to charge sellers an extra 5% fuel and inflation surcharge. They'll just do it. E-commerce giant said the new fee is going to begin April 28th, and it's being imposed because inflation has worsened significantly in recent months, which means in 2 weeks, this is going to happen. So for those of you going, you know what, I better do my order now, that's what I'm thinking. If there's any toilet paper, but most likely they're already prepping for this, and maybe that's why they're doing this, because they know a bunch of people are going to buy stuff. But they said in 2022, we expected a return to normalcy as COVID-19 restrictions around the world eased. But fuel and inflation have presented further challenges. This is what Amazon wrote in a memo provided to CNN. Said it is unclear if these inflationary costs will go up or down or for how long they will persist. Well, remember, Amazon is dealing with, you know, possible unionization. They have, you know, rates they have to pay their workers. They have legal fees, all sorts of stuff going on with them. So, yeah, you know, if Amazon was the place to go for the cheapest thing, not happening. And they also want you to tip. So if you do Amazon Fresh, they want you to tip the drivers. And, you know, I like the idea of tipping. You know, I do, but it just, if they're raising the prices on top of that, that's a problem. So they say Amazon spokesperson Patrick Graham told CNN that the fee surcharge applies only to fee rates paid by sellers that choose to use Amazon's fulfillment services, the storing, packing, shipping products. Other sellers that do not use fulfillment by Amazon will not be impacted. So apparently you could use Amazon to sell your stuff. And they're like, my books. My books are sold on Amazon. If you want any of my books, I'm not saying if you want, I'm not, you know, but let's say you, you know, we're in the mood, and you go, I want Dahlia's book. You hit the button, you buy the book from Amazon. Amazon takes a huge cut. They'll print the book, send the book to you, and then I get a royalty. That's how it works. So my guess is, you know, those fees, either I'm paying them or the person buying pays them. The books are cheap, so I don't think it's much in a few cents, but still. So they say the fee hike is the latest example of how businesses are reacting to spiking energy and other costs. Uber and Lyft recently began tacking on temporary fuel surcharges to rides, and airlines have been raising airfare. Once somebody raises their rates, they all do. I mean, why not? You don't want to look like you're the only one. But when everybody does it, then you don't look so bad. So this could now turn into higher costs. Suppliers sharply raised prices by 11.2% in March. This is the most on record that go back since 2010. Consumer prices spiked by 8.5% year over year in March, the biggest jump. Inflation is rising. Again, if you want to head off inflation, you might want to put some money into the I-bonds. The I-bonds are inflation dependent, and those are doing pretty well. The I-bonds, they're at 7.1% next month in May. They're probably going to go up, obviously, with inflation. So, you know, this is no shock, you know, but, you know, for those of you that do get your, you know, vitamins and your Tylenol or whatever, you know, on Amazon, everybody is kind of prepping for what's going to happen. I told you guys, our issues that we have right now with inflation, with supply chain crisis, yes, they started with gas. They did start before the Ukraine-Russia war, but the Ukraine-Russia conflict is now going to accentuate it. So if you thought we were having issues last year and, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet, and it's going to get worse. So if there's things you need to stock up on, don't hoard, but if there's things you need to stock up on, you might want to consider stocking up on them. You know, toilet paper, laundry detergent, any sort of medicines, over-the-counter type stuff that you need, Tylenol, zinc. You know, if COVID comes again, you know, if you like your zinc, great. Not that that's anything the CDC urges, but I know a lot of you guys like to take your zinc. Kleenex, toilet paper is big for me. I bought plenty of toilet paper. I really like my toilet paper. Clothes, bathing suit. If you're going to buy your bathing suit, although I wouldn't do that over online, I need to actually try the bathing suit on and cry for a half hour before I buy it. 1-877-DOT-TOWING. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, some of you are freaking out because you think Biden's going to go to the Ukraine. Okay, or go to Ukraine. All right. There have been reports that a top-level official is going to be sent to Ukraine after Boris Johnson made his, you know, visit, and that was really, really good. That was a good move. He got to actually see what's going on, show that the UK cares, and it was a good look. I had said before, when Biden was in Poland, because if he messes things up in Poland, he just don't do it, and they didn't. And, you know, if it's not safe, it's also not, you know, the best thing, but I just think any more foreign policy trips will just hurt him more than help him. So then some people are like, well, then send Kamala. No, don't do that either. Maybe Secretary of State Antony Blinken or Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, but the United States is considering sending a top-level official to Ukraine to meet President Vladimir Zelensky. And I can't say for sure if they're not going to use Biden or Harris. The problem is once UK's, you know, Prime Minister Boris Johnson went, it's already going to make Biden look bad that he didn't go. But again, if he doesn't show strength, it's not going to be a good look. So who knows, John Kerry? I don't know, but yeah. So I say don't do it because already it's a day late, So yeah, but here are some updates though. The International Criminal Court Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan has visited the Ukrainian towns of Bucha and Borodyanka this week, saw the mass graves, murdered civilians, and they have called Ukraine a crime scene. He said, "We're here because we have reasonable grounds to believe that crimes within the jurisdiction of the ICC are being committed. We have to pierce the fog of war to get to the truth." Again, I don't know why this is taking so long. I don't know why the UN didn't act day one. We're on what, day 50 right now. But at least people are listening to Vladimir Zelensky. Hopefully somebody will move forward. Khan met Ukrainian Prosecutor General Irina Vedikova in Kyiv to cooperate with an independent ICC investigation. In the meantime, Dmitry Medvedev, deputy chair of Russian Security Council, has warned that Russia's military is going to more than double its forces on Russia's western flank. Why? Because they want to stop Sweden and Finland from joining NATO. Ground and air defense forces will be beefed up, he wrote on Telegram. Russia would deploy significant naval forces in the Gulf of Finland. So they said if those two countries decide to join NATO, it will no longer be possible to talk about any non-nuclear status of the Baltic. Medvedev served as president of Russia from 2008 to 2012. And, he might just be mouthing off. I don't know how much, control, but we know that Putin does not want them to move forward. We are at day 50 of the Russian invasion to Ukraine. What we thought was going to be over within a month, Russia could not do. Good, thank God. More packages are being sent, more help. Finally, the help that Vladimir Zelensky needs. Not sure if they're going to implement no-fly zones, but the U.S. and European Union have pledged to combine $1.3 billion more in military aid for Ukraine as Russia is preparing to launch their eastern offensive. The United Nations have warned that the prolonged war in Ukraine could lead to more problems in an already struggling global economy and food insecurity. Again, isn't the United Nations' job to maintain peace and to protect human rights? So I'm not sure what's going on there. According to CNN, as of April 12th, the civilian death toll in Ukraine is now at close to 2,000, according to the UN Human Rights Office. The Secretary General of the United Nations has warned that the world is on the brink of a perfect storm as the war in Ukraine exacerbates an already struggling global economy. In a news release, they suggested there's going to be a three-dimensional crisis: food, energy, and finance. They said these areas were already hit hard by COVID-19 and climate change. They said we are now facing a perfect storm that threatens to devastate the economies of developing countries. They say the people of Ukraine cannot bear the violence being inflicted on them, and the most vulnerable people around the globe cannot become collateral damage for yet another disaster, which they bear no responsibility. Now, there was a little bit of positive news. One of Russia's Navy's most important warships has been badly damaged in the Black Sea. This is huge. And at first, Russia denied it, said there was some ammo issues, but Ukraine said, no, we got it. Russian sailors evacuated. This was a guided missile cruiser called the Moskva. It's the flagship of the Black Sea Fleet. There was a fire that detonated ammunition aboard, and it has begun to sink. So that's fantastic news. They're saying it still remains afloat, and they're going to tow it to port. There might still be a potential meeting between Zelensky and Putin. Turkey says they're still working on it. Well, I don't know if that's a good idea. All I know is if I was Zelensky, I would want to wring Putin's neck. I think Zelensky, with the price on his head and Putin with the price on his head, I think it would be so dangerous. I don't know how they can maintain the security that needs to be done. Because already Putin has kind of gone through such theatrics, you know, pretending to be, you know, peaceful and then turning around that same day and doing something else. But there is some optimism that those two might get together. Russia opposition figure has already urged the West to wage a social media war against Putin. So the opposition figure, Alexei Navalny, has issued a series of tweets urging a new front of truth and free information against Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, Navalny is serving a 9-year sentence in a Russian penal colony after being convicted of fraud last month. And so he wants to, you know, get the word out, especially to Russians who are looking at the propaganda and getting the propaganda that this is not what is really happening. Not sure, though, how far that's going to go. So Russian officials have alleged that cross-border strikes by Ukrainian forces amid the threat of retaliation. So that Ukrainian forces have started to, I guess, move to the offensive. And the Ukrainian government, there's been claims that it was made to stoke an anti-Ukrainian sentiment. This is what Russian officials say. But the village of Spodarushino, near the border with Ukraine, has been shelled by Ukraine, according to the governor. Now, I don't know if this is false flag. I don't know if they're trying to get public opinion going, you see, Ukraine is fighting us. That's the problem. You just can't trust. I mean, and once a person lies or once a country lies, you don't even know what to trust coming out of that. And so if Russia wants to pretend to justify what they're about to do to eastern Ukraine, that I want to put it past them saying, look, you see what they did? Now we need to fight back. Our big, huge country is going to be at the mercy of the much smaller country, Ukraine. We have to defend ourselves, which is a bunch of BS. I wish Ukraine would be in a position to be able to, I mean, sometimes the best defense is offense, honestly. And it just, I don't know when Ukraine would be able to be in that position. CIA director has warned that the Russian threat of tactical nuclear weapons, according to CNN, should not be taken lightly. CIA Director Bill Burns said, given the potential desperation of President Putin and Russian leadership, given the setbacks that they have faced so far militarily, none of us can take lightly the threat posed by a potential resort to tactical nuclear weapons or low-yield nuclear weapons. The CIA is watching for that very intently. But yeah, remember, I mean, you know, already U.S. said, look, you know, if they use chemical weapons, you know, Biden said we will respond in kind. And then they're like, no, we're not going to use chemical weapons on Russia. But there will be a response. Well, Russia did. Russia has used chemical weapons. Chemical warfare has been happening. They hit a facility that let ammonia come out, whether it was an accident or not, there was an ammonia leak. Then the following week, they hit a tank and nitric acid spewed into the air where people had to take cover for a couple days. Then, allegedly, a couple days ago, a drone dropped either a vesicant agent or a neurotoxic agent that caused respiratory depression, ataxia, dizziness. That's chemical warfare. I mean, how many, what else do they need to see? So when they say, well, we'll be watching for nuclear activity, we'll be watching for that. I mean, do we wait until they do it?
I don't understand. We said we weren't going to allow them to use chemical warfare, and they have.
All right, guys, we'll keep you posted. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Black nationalist in the New York City subway shooting will undergo a psychiatric evaluation following his first court appearance. 62-year-old Frank James appearing in court with two federal defenders and will be held on a permanent order of detention on terror charges. He's also waiving a preliminary hearing. The United States has been releasing information about Russian strategy and intelligence related to Ukraine, information that previously might have been kept classified. During an interview at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he believes it has a positive benefit.
The reason we did it is really twofold. The first was to rob the Russians of the element of surprise, which they had in Crimea, and we did not want them to have here.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Elon Musk is making a bold move that has everyone talking.
Billionaire Elon Musk offered to buy Twitter for $54.20 a share in cash. That equates to roughly $43 billion, according to documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I mean, I think this is basically going to put Twitter back against the wall. They're going to either have to accept it through a strategic process, but you know, there's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Statues of two former Supreme Court justices are coming in the near future. President Biden has signed a bill that authorizes statues of Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They must be in a prominent location in the U.S. Capitol or on Capitol grounds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So people are dying to know what the hell the motive was for Frank R. James, allegedly the suspect, to send a smoke bomb on a busy subway train during rush hour in Brooklyn and start shooting a bunch of people. Some people feel that authorities might be looking at it as a hate crime, as terrorism. And he was spotted by bystanders in East Village. There's been, I guess, a couple reports. One is a gentleman found him, saw him, alerted police. Another report said he called the police himself. Frank James said, hey, I heard you looking for me. But ABC7 says that Frank James had put on a gas mask, released a smoke bomb, opened fire into a crowded subway, is currently in federal custody, and is appearing in federal court today. He did not enter a plea, was ordered held on a permanent order of detention. The judge did not preclude a future bail application, but right now he's held without bail. Assistant U.S. Attorney Sarah Winnick told the judge that the 62-year-old, who was taken into custody, was found wandering around East Village and may have called police on himself. The defendant had allegedly opened fire on passengers at a crowded subway station, and the city, she says, has not seen this in more than 20 years. The defendant's attack was premeditated, it was carefully planned, and it caused terror among the victims and our entire city. The defendant's mere presence outside federal custody presents a serious risk of danger to the community, and he should be detained pending trial. So the judge agreed, and James does not make bail. Now, he has a court-appointed lawyer, Maya Eisner-Grinberg. And Maya has agreed to be his attorney. She agreed that he's held without bail for now. We'll seek bail later on. And in a court filing ahead of his appearance, federal prosecutors called the shooting calculated, entirely premeditated, saying that James wore a hard hat and construction worker-style jacket as a disguise and then shed them after the gunfire to avoid recognition. You know, we see that in movies where it's like, oh, man, you know, he just did something. You see him take off his hat or take off their wig or whatever, and then they just go among the crowd and nobody sees him. So James has a pretty lengthy arrest record. And there was, burglary, sexual assault, a whole bunch of things. So this is someone that sadly, you know, has been on YouTube and social media spewing hate and has been in trouble with the law and then does this deadly attack. Thank God nobody has died, but still people in serious condition. And what who else is out there that could do something similar? Isaac Grinberg has asked for her client to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Notes he suffers leg cramps. Lawyers agreed to a permanent order of detention pending all possible future bail application. So he said he understood his rights. You know, is he competent to stand trial? You know, that's something that, you know, was it Jared Loughner who was the one that did the shooting in Tucson, Congresswoman Gabby Gifford? Jared Loughner, I think they were saying, was not competent enough to stand trial, yet he got gas, he purchased ammunition that day, he got out of a traffic ticket. He was pulled over, got out of that. So he obviously had some competency to drive a car. I don't get that. When somebody says you're not competent enough to stand trial, when somebody goes through the methodical planning, trust me, they're insane. You definitely don't have all your marbles if you want to kill a bunch of people. But in terms of competency, if they have the competency to plan it by themselves, then I think they have competency to stand trial. So it's going to be interesting because my guess is the psychiatric evaluation is going to show that he has multiple mental health issues. Well, obviously he does because he wanted to kill a bunch of people on the subway. So we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also in the news today is Elon Musk. Man, this Twitter thing is really getting people all excited. So Elon Musk had bought 9% of Twitter stock. Then we thought, okay, good. He's going to get on the board. Maybe he could do something with all the censorship, try to make things more even keel. But then he turned down a board seat. You're like, well, maybe, you know, you really don't want to hang out with the people on the board. And I could get that. Then he said he wants to buy Twitter. And he would buy Twitter for $54.20 a share. Now, Twitter right now is, I think, at $45 a share. So this could be a lot of money for the company. He is pursuing a hostile takeover of Twitter, not for financial gain, but for the future of civilization, saying that if he has a plan B, yeah, he does have a plan B if his initial $41 billion offer fails. He said this is not about the economics. He spoke at a TED 2022 conference in Vancouver. My strong intuitive sense is having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is important to the future of civilization. He said the civilizational risk is decreased the more we can increase the trust of Twitter as a public platform. Twitter has become kind of the de facto town square, so it's really important that people have both the reality and perception that they're able to speak freely in the bounds of the law. You know, I some of you guys are on Twitter, some of you aren't. I've had some issues with Twitter. They do the shadow banning where somebody posts something that's, you know, obviously very, very left, and that's all, that always gets to circulate. Right? I'll post something that's pretty moderate, pretty, you don't see it. You're like, yeah, I'm, it didn't show up on my feed. I just posted it. Really? They also have a very tough time with radio folks and verifying them. They don't like people in radio because they think people in radio are more conservative. And so, you're like, come on, you know, where's the fairness? If somebody in the media has an opportunity to verify, then why aren't people in the media verified? And there's like no rhyme or reason who they choose and who they don't. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're Sean Hannity, yes, you know, or you're but, you know, or MSNBC, obviously, but there seems to be some sort of an algorithm that is very slanted. Now, I don't agree with any, because some people are like, well, you know, the right needs to take over the media. I don't want right-winged media or left-wing media. I just want neutral. Just, you know, and the other thing that's very frustrating is Putin, and I don't know if they took it off yet, but I think Putin still has a Twitter account with all the accusations of genocide, yet President Trump doesn't. Where's the consistency? So, you know, we have sadly put too much, given too much power to social media. And they now have, they can control the narrative. They can control the news. If they don't want you to read something, it won't go. If they want, you know, and it, you know, that's a disservice. Now, to me, Twitter is too cluttered. Twitter seems to me like when you're in college and there's a billboard for like Room for Rent and there's all sorts of posters and flyers stuck on this one small wall and you don't know what that to me is Twitter. It's just too cluttered for me. I do better with Facebook because it's nice and, you know, it just seems to just be easier to read. Twitter, it could take you 20 minutes to read the last 1 minute of tweets. So I'm not a huge fan, but I get it. When you're in media, you have to be able to have that out there. You know, you have to put your news, you have to put your headlines. So, you know, Elon Musk wanting to kind of change this, you know, I mean, if you do have an entity that is censoring and obstructive, you know, all the power to him if he could, you know, have them be more neutral. 1-877-GOT-FELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Metal Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sometimes I like to mess with my kids, you know, and I know I'm making them nervous and I know I'm raising their anxiety, but sometimes I want to like teach them a lesson. So, like, for example, one thing they do which really ticks me off is they'll take out the milk or they'll take out the butter or the cream cheese. They'll get their food. They'll start eating it, and then they don't put the food back. So I come home hours later, and now you have butter, cream cheese, milk that's warm, and I have to throw it out. And I don't like throwing out food because I came from parents who came from parents that were Holocaust, depression survivors, all that. So in my family, we don't waste food, especially not by something stupid like keeping the food out. So I'll, like, yell at my kids, and I'll be like,
get down here. Okay, and, you know, and they're like, oh, why? Why? You know, and it's funny because the kids are like, why? Why? And I'm like, you know, no, I'm going to make them sweat. Ah, not a big deal. What I'll do is I'll, like, stand there, and I'll be, like, having, like, the drippy old, you know, like, right? And when they come, you know, over, you see, you know, their eyes widened. One, his mouth opens. When he's nervous, he likes... His mouth opens like you know, just in case I have to yell or scream. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Then I yell, they're like, it's just the butter. Okay, who cares? Or like if someone leaves a seat up or something like that. But I try not to do that too much to my kids, even though I really want to give them a hard time sometimes because I just want to. Because I think child anxiety and teen anxiety, I mean, if you think grown-up anxiety is what's causing us to have a whole slew of issues, I can't believe how we haven't been concentrating on what's going on with our kids. And this is even beyond the pandemic. Kids have anxiety. They have stress. And we as medical professionals have to identify that. And if we can't identify it, we'll miss abuse. We'll miss assault. We'll miss a whole variety of things that they could be dealing with. Learning disabilities, autism, medical conditions. So it's crucial that we understand that kids could have anxiety. See, people, it's so funny, and don't feel guilty if you think this way, but I know a lot of people are like, really? Kids get anxiety? Why? Because their TV show's not on, or they lost their toy. No, kids get anxious because of us parents. You know, mom and dad, I grew up with parents who, they would never really talk about, you know, the like money and stuff, but obviously when you're in an apartment you could hear them fight. Sorry, you could hear, you know, you so we knew, but they would try to keep it from us. The problem is if they're tense, we're tense. So with my kids, I've been very open about stuff. You know, mommy's gonna have a hysterectomy. Oh God. Oh no, it's important that you know about this. So what's gonna happen is they're gonna go in and you need to know why mommy's stressed, right? Because they're going to go in intravaginally. I don't want to hear it. So I'm very open with the kids because I think for them, and we've talked about it, they don't want us to keep secrets from them or not know. Because if they're guessing, that's more anxiety producing. And so if there is a concern about the economy, inflation, gas, the presidency, war, we'll tell them. So I think it's very important to have those conversations. But it's more important for you to identify if your child's suffering from anxiety. Now, the United States Preventative Services Task Force is now expanding guidelines for us to screen children for anxiety starting at age 18. Now, we've only had guidelines really so much for, like, depression, where you could screen for depression age 12 to 18. But now they're realizing, you know, maybe we need to start screening for anxiety. Now you would think, well, why aren't they screening for anxiety for, you know, 8-year-olds and or 7-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 5-year-olds? Well, they look at evidence and you know, when they base these recommendations, they look at benefits versus risks. But honestly, I think most of us medical providers, we're always on the lookout for a child that might be anxious. So what are the signs of a child being anxious? Okay, well, us grown-ups, right, you know, we might eat, you know, more chocolate or hit the ice cream or hit the bottle. Kids might be different. Kids might not eat. They might not be able to eat. Or they'll throw up. Or they will overeat. Or they'll nervous eat. A kid who's anxious, there could be tons of signs. Quick-tempered, angry. They could be beating up on a sibling. When you see a child act out on another sibling, you have got to intervene. Because now that child that's getting beat up on is also then going to suffer from anxiety and depression. They might wake up in the middle of the night. They might have frequent nightmares. They might isolate. Child's always kind of going off to a corner, not wanting to go to school, not wanting to be around friends. Or they might be clinging to you, where they're always trying to be on you, always trying to hug you, always trying to be near you. I never had that issue with my kids. Mommy's here. Oh God, we're just going out. I'm like, you're in your pajamas. Yeah, we're just getting dressed to go out. Like, yeah, right. Making poor choices, memory loss, poor concentration, not excited about sports or school or exercising or playing ball. low motivation, lack of empathy, headaches, stomach aches. Some of your older adolescent kids, their periods could be off. There may be weight gain, weight loss, fatigue. Some might be hyperactive. Some might have lack of attention. Sometimes kids will get sick a lot when they're anxious. They'll just start getting sick. That's just like with a grown-up. Kids could display that too. Constipation, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. And then teenagers, tough thing to talk about with teenagers, but they might start having sex issues where they, you know, their hormones were going and then, nah, I haven't thought about sex in a while. Why? What's going on? I'm really nervous about this test. I'm really nervous, you know. So it could also affect sex and erections and things like that. So, you know, some of the latest statistics have shown that 7.1% of children between the ages of 3 and 17 have diagnosed anxiety. 3.2% of children age 3 to 17, or about 2 million, have diagnosed depression. That is an underestimation. There are more kids. Because think about it. When you grow up in a family that, you know, uses the belt or, you know, whatever, and these kids are not going to obviously feel like they could talk about it at a doctor. And the parents are going to say, you tell the doctor this, you're in trouble. So the kids are like, oh, everything's fine. You know, a lot of parents might be coaching. So these kids, there's no way that it's only 7.1%. I think just if you just take abuse alone. And then bullying. I mean, bullying. Kids get bullied. Now, maybe they get home and they're like, whew. And they're relieved at home, so you don't see the anxiety. But then teachers have to look out for these signs. You know, and parents, what you can do is ask the teacher, you know, are they eating at school? Child comes home ravenously hungry. Well, you know, school food, they don't want school food. Is it that? Or is it that in the cafeteria, they are walking through landmines of bullies that they just can't eat? You know, some people can't potty at the bathroom, in the school bathroom. So for me, I could pee. I couldn't poop. I can't potty. Still, to this day, I won't potty in a public bathroom. I don't know why. I just can't go. And then I come home, I'm in the potty. That could be a sign of anxiety. I'm not anxious. It's just I don't really feel like going potty when I'm out in public. I just don't. Okay? I feel like talking about it, but I don't like to go. So all these things could sadly play a role. So, you know, as we try to concentrate on, well, gosh, look at all this mental health issue, and look at what we're dealing with crime and what we're dealing with adults. If you aren't addressing this from the pediatric side of things, then you're losing a lot of opportunity for intervention. And kids could do really well with therapy. Kids could do really well. You know, we talk about bullying, you know, and we could intervene with bullying. It takes more than that. So, but that's important. So, 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.